Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. I'm your host, Shannon Bernius, and every month we bring you a special elongated Ask the Doctor segment here on The Extra, where we spend an hour talking to one of the medical providers from Optum about a health topic that's of importance to you. Well, today we are actually previewing a very exciting opportunity that's coming your way. It's a Medicare hotline that is sponsored by Optum Colorado Springs and brought to you also by the KRDO Network. It's going to be Thursday, November 12th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. and it's set up to answer your questions about Medicare's annual enrollment period. So for today's extra, we're joined by Dr. Kendra Robison, one of the medical directors with Optum Colorado Springs, to talk about why this is so important, what people need to know to educate themselves, and how this Medicare hotline that's coming up on the 12th is going to help them. Dr. Robison, thanks so much for joining us. First off, what is the annual enrollment period?
Yeah, so we're in the annual enrollment period for Medicare right now. So that actually begins October 15th, and it runs through December 7th. So we're kind of right in the midst of it right now.
And what do you, as someone who's interested in enrolling in this, what do you do? What is this enrollment period for?
Yeah, so this is the time every year where you can review your Medicare coverage and you can opt into different types of Medicare plans. So it's a great time to really review your plan or look for plans that meet your needs.
And there's a variety of, I guess, considerations that people need to take as to why this enrollment period is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, really, when it comes to Medicare, the plan that you choose is really important. It really does have impact on your well-being, right? And also your wallet. You know, it's important, the plans that you choose, and you really want to think carefully about the plan that you'll use for the next coming year.
Right. And what happens if people just are, I guess, intimidated by the process, don't do anything about that?
Yeah, it definitely can feel a little overwhelming sometimes, but it really shouldn't have to be. And we're here to help you guide through that process as well. So, you know, there's a lot of things to think about when you're looking at different plans. So, again, this time of year is an important time because you really want to assess your current plan. Or if you're maybe coming into age 65 or you're coming into a Medicare plan, then you can really look at the different options out there. And honestly, there's really kind of no one size fits all when it comes to Medicare plans. So it's really important that you kind of look through the different options. So, you know, a couple of tips that you can kind of think through. So one of the things is make sure that your current coverage that you have for your Medicare plan, if you currently have one, is still meeting your needs, and also see if those benefits might be changing for the coming year.
Okay.
So that's an important thing to look at.
And when you talk about those needs, tell us about that. What can it range from?
Yeah, so you want to kind of look at what are the different things that your plan actually covers, right? So you want to make sure, are they covering things like your prescriptions? Do they have additional coverage for things like dental, vision, you know, gym memberships, and all kinds of other services that are available? And, you know, if things have changed in your year, maybe your health status has changed, maybe your budget has changed a little bit, right? Then this is the time where you can kind of evaluate if you need some of those additional add-ons for your plan.
You know, I am not at that age yet, but I have several family members who are. Medicare open enrollment can be very confusing. I know that's what I hear back from those relatives. What advice can you offer to help make the process of choosing a plan easier for folks?
Yeah, exactly. So again, calling into this hotline is going to be something you absolutely could do, you know, on Thursday, November 12th, so 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., just like you said. We will have brokers that can help you and kind of guide through all the different plans there are out there and what are the different coverage for those different plans. So they're there to help you. I'd say that's a great first start, right, is use somebody that's really familiar with Medicare and they can help you to go through those steps.
Okay. And that is, as we said, November 12th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. And you will be able to call in. You will be able to get some information from Optum's healthcare providers. And if you have some information that you'd like to ask questions about right now, you can call Optum to speak to them or visit them at cosprings.optum.com. The hotline number on that Thursday, November 12th, will be 719-208-7800 when you can speak to a licensed agent. We're going to continue the conversation with Dr. Kendra Robison, who's one of the medical directors with Optum Colorado Springs, as we're listening to more of The Extra, talking about our upcoming Medicare hotline sponsored by Optum. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you today. Our topic is the question, are you over 65 or about to turn 65? Do you have questions about Medicare or your current benefits? KRDO and the experts at Optum Colorado Springs and United Healthcare have answers. On November 12th, which is a Thursday, from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., the KRDO network is excited to be hosting a Medicare hotline along with our partners. And all you have to do is call 719-208-7800 on that day during those hours to speak to an expert, a licensed insurance agent, about your Medicare options. And today we are hosting Dr. Kendra Robison, who's one of the medical directors with Optum Colorado Springs, talking about why this Medicare annual enrollment period is so important and what choices people may face and what sort of help could be available while making those choices. And Dr. Robison, earlier you said something that I thought was really interesting. You talked about checking whether dental and vision and other benefits are covered. Is this something where people can get surprised to find out that that maybe their coverage does not include those things?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, most traditional Medicare plans don't include dental, vision, and hearing services. So there are some other types of plans called Medicare Advantage plans, and usually they do include those important services.
What are the factors that might lead someone to consider a Medicare Advantage plan over a traditional Medicare plan?
Yeah, sort of like we were talking about, you know, you really want to find a plan that meets all of your needs. So Medicare Advantage plans certainly can be pretty appealing because they offer really both value and simplicity. So a Medicare Advantage plan has a few pros that I would absolutely think about. So they can be much more convenient. They will combine everything into sort of one plan. You know, we all have these cards that we have, you know, for our insurance companies. And this, you know, brings it down to one card that you can carry in your wallet and one company that you can work with. So that's really a benefit of Medicare Advantage plans. We talked about that dental, vision, and hearing services. Those are often included in most Medicare Advantage plans. Also, Medicare Advantage plans often have benefits such as gym memberships. They have disease management programs, services like mental health professionals, so lots of kind of additional benefits. They also will provide to you a physical every year, as well as a wellness visit, which is really kind of going over your chronic conditions and medications with your doctor, which can be really beneficial as well. And then I will add as well that Medicare Advantage plans really do help sometimes in transitions of care. If you actually had to be hospitalized, or let's say you were in a nursing facility, maybe recovering from a surgery or something and needed to get back to home, there's a lot of cost, right, that can happen in those transitions. And so those Medicare Advantage plans can help with that. Also, they usually have a maximum out-of-pocket limit so that you can feel comfortable that even if something does happen unexpectedly, your costs are going to be capped. So that's another really important thing. So Medicare Advantage is an advantage. You know, it really does have some really neat things that you may want to consider that might be right for you.
And medications, because a lot of people, when they hit 65 or even before then, they're already starting to, some people, not everyone, but some people are starting to see their medication prescriptions really multiply.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and so you really do want to look at your current plan and are your medicines covered and will they be covered next year? Because remember, costs can change from year to year. So yeah, rising prescription drugs costs. So it's really important to make sure those medicines you take are covered.
And when you're talking about this, time is of the essence for folks who are listening to this to get their questions answered, isn't it?
Yeah, so like we spoke about, the annual enrollment period is happening now. So it runs from October 15th to December 7th every year. So really, yeah, we're getting close to early December already. So yeah, do not have many more weeks to look at those plans and see if you want to change plans or look at an optional Advantage plan.
What sort of questions are you anticipating people may have when they call into this hotline that KRDO and Optum and United Healthcare are partnering in November 12th, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. We just want to tell people that if they want to call in for that, they can get their questions answered. But what sort of questions are you anticipating?
Yeah, those local certified agents, they're great, you know, at really kind of understanding your current state of health, your budget, and they can really sort of recommend the different plans. So I could anticipate the questions are, you know, I don't feel like my current plan, you know, covers me very well, or I tend to have a lot of co-pays. I don't have dental. I don't have vision. I'm sort of worried about that coverage. Are there plans that could provide that for me? Right. So those are some of the questions that I would anticipate patients might ask, because they often ask me as their doctor. Right? They say, you know, I don't like the plan that I'm on, or I'm getting really high copays, or gosh, I wish that my plan covered a physical. And so it's great to know there are plans out there that cover those things and can really be more advantageous in the long run.
And Dr. Robison, do you think there are patients, people out there who may avoid getting treatment for something that's a condition because they are worried that they may not have all the information as to what is covered, whether their treatment, whether the visits are covered, whether they're going to have too much of a copay, and because of that lack of information, they're just avoiding going to the doctor at all?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think Medicare plans can feel very overwhelming. So sometimes all of us just say, oh, there's, look at all these, you know, booklets and all this information. I just don't even know where to start, you know? And so it does sort of intimidate people to where they just don't even want to look at it. And then they may not have that coverage that they need. So yeah, absolutely. But again, it doesn't have to be that hard. And that's where the local certified agents can really help you through all the details of the different plans and let them be your information and your resource. Let them do the hard work, right, of knowing what's in all of those different booklets and informative papers. And they can help you through that. So I would absolutely encourage you to come and listen to that hotline, right? Because you can be on with an agent and they'll walk you through all those steps.
Do you think it would be advisable for people to also have internet connection when they're making that call, or is it not necessary?
You know, I think it would be helpful. You know, sometimes that you can kind of click through the different plans and see things on the internet pages. So if you do have that capability, that would be helpful, but I don't think it's absolutely necessary.
Okay. Again, we want to remind everyone the Medicare hotline that is coming up on Thursday, November 12th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., where you can call and speak to a licensed agent during that time. The number, put it on your calendar if you want a reminder, 719-208-7800. Again, it's Thursday, November 12th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. For more information about Optum, you can visit cosprings.optum.com. We have much more of the extra coming your way. We need to take a short break for your news, traffic, and weather. Keep it right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM, home of the extra. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And today we are previewing the upcoming Medicare hotline that we are sponsoring. KRDO and the experts at Optum, Colorado Springs, and United Healthcare will bring you the answers for this Medicare hotline. It's Thursday, November 12th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., where you can call 719-208-7800 to speak with a licensed insurance agent about your Medicare options. And we've got more information, of course, at krdo.com/Medicare. And you can also go to Optum. I believe it's cosprings.optum.com. cosprings.optum.com. There we go. And right now we have on the phone, we have Dr. Kendra Robison, who's one of the medical directors with Optum Colorado Springs. And Dr. Robison, it's interesting that this should be coming up as a subject, because I've actually discussed this with one of my relatives who's has turned 65. And I got the response back that I'm not interested in my Medicare options right now. What do you tell somebody like that?
Yeah, that does happen, right? I think sometimes it can feel a little overwhelming and then just say, oh, you know, I think I'm good with my current plan. But again, choosing the right plan can be so important for your health and your well-being. And I think some patients don't really realize that. Also, it can really affect your wallet, right, and your finances if you're not picking the right plan. You know, one thing is pay attention to things other than just, you know, kind of what you pay monthly, right? There's so many other, you know, hidden fees out there that can happen with certain plans and not others. So you can have much higher copay costs. You can have higher deductibles. Maybe your prescription medications that you take aren't going to be covered on that plan next year. You know, so these really can impact you in a big way. Also, if you did have to be hospitalized, or let's say you had to go to a short-term rehab facility after a surgery or something, there can be a lot of costs there that you could incur if you don't have the right plan that maybe can help you through those types of transitions. So lots of reasons to consider looking at all the options for your Medicare plans. It's really worth the investment because it's really going to set you up for your health for the following year.
And you kind of touched on this, but what are some of the worst case scenarios you've seen play out with real people when they don't have the right option for them, right plan set up?
Yeah, you know, I think with rising prescription drug costs, that is a common issue. As a practitioner myself, you know, we need to use certain medications sometimes, and that can be a limiting factor. So that can really, really be an issue. And then similar, like we talked about for a hospital, right? If you did need to go to the hospital, you know, God forbid at this time of COVID-19, right? If you had to be hospitalized or had to go to a rehab center, you really do want to make sure that you have coverage, maybe that you have a maximum out-of-pocket limit so that you're not paying these huge fees, right? So I have seen that happen many times with patients where they did have to be hospitalized and they just incurred a lot of costs that they didn't expect, or maybe again those drugs were not covered that they normally take for prescriptions. So yeah, unfortunately I see that quite frequently in my practice. The other thing that I do see really frequently is my patients, I love to see my patients for their annual physical, right? Just make sure all of their health prevention is up to date and, you know, do their full exam. And a lot of my patients are very frustrated because traditional Medicare actually does not cover a physical, which is a little strange, but it just doesn't. And so that
you mean an annual physical checkup?
A physical, yeah, where we, you know, examine your head to toe and look at all your health conditions, right? So that is an important thing to keep in mind. And Medicare Advantage plans, actually, they do provide an annual physical as well as what's called an annual wellness visit. And that visit is actually a great time to summarize all those chronic conditions and really make sure all of those chronic health conditions are well controlled, you know, for the coming year, and look at prevention, right, of mammograms for preventing, you know, breast cancer, colonoscopies for colon cancer, right, all of those things. So that's another thing to kind of keep in mind about different plans and different things that they cover.
And if people are perhaps still employed and they're getting a coverage through an employer, does this supplement what they're already paying through their employer if they were to go for one of these plans, or are you looking at something to replace what you might have with an employer?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So you do generally see that a lot of patients have a supplement, right? But honestly, sometimes they don't cover those things either. So that's why, you know, these certified agents can really help you to look at, okay, this is what I have presently with my Medicare plan. This is my supplemental plan. And where, you know, what is the coverage all across the board for me when it comes to hospital stays, copays, deductibles, prescriptions? Do I have dental coverage? Do I have vision? Do I have hearing, right? So again, it can be a little bit complex. And so I would just strongly encourage, you know, jump on this call on Thursday, November 12th from 7 to 10 and talk with one of those agents, because they can really, you know, individualize that to you and your current plan and your current circumstances.
And you said current circumstances, because say I locked into something like this maybe 2 years ago thinking, okay, this was the right one for me then. But you mentioned something at the top of the show, things can change. The plans can change as well as your own needs can change.
Absolutely. So yeah, you do sort of get locked into these plans for the entire year. There are some exceptions, but for the most part, that does happen. So this is the time every year, open enrollment, which runs from October 15th to December 7th. That's when you have that opportunity to change the plan. So yeah, you really do want to look at, you know, did my health status change? Did my doctor start me on a new prescription that I hadn't been taking before? Has my budget changed? Do I anticipate, you know, something in the coming year? And that's when you really do want to perhaps then take that opportunity to maybe change your plan.
Our discussion today with Dr. Kendra Robinson, we're talking about the upcoming Medicare hotline sponsored by Optum Colorado Springs to answer all your questions about Medicare annual enrollment. And that period, as she was talking about, is set to end on Monday, December 7th. So this hotline coming up on Thursday, November 12th, will be an excellent time to get your questions answered. The hotline is open from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. And again, we encourage you to put it on your calendars to make yourself a reminder to give a call to one of the licensed agents at 719-208-7800 on Thursday, November 12th. We do have to take a short break. We're talking with Dr. Kendra Robertson on this special edition of our Ask the Doctor Extra segment. We do it once a month, and today we are focusing on the upcoming Medicare hotline, something that anyone who's 65 or about to turn 65, or maybe has a friend or relative or loved one who's turning 65 or is in that age bracket. It's something that is important to all who fall into that category will be wanting to know this information. The Extra will continue after these messages. Welcome back to The Extra. Our discussion today is some information that will hopefully get you interested in taking part in the Medicare Hotline sponsored by Optum Colorado Springs. It's coming up on Thursday, November 12th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. The number to call is 719-208-7800 on that day, November 12th. But it's about the upcoming Medicare annual enrollment period and some important information that you may want to know about. We're joined by Dr. Kendra Robinson right now, who's continuing our discussion. And again, just so people know these dates, Dr. Robinson, it's already underway, the annual enrollment period. It ends soon, December 7th. What happens if people have already made a decision? Can they still go in and change up their decision, even if they've already perhaps submitted something? Can they still go in and fix it, edit it?
You know, that is a great question. I believe so. I think so. I think you have until that December 7th to make any changes, you know, and then save that. But our licensed agents would know that for sure. So a good reason to call in and ask that question.
Yeah. And this is an important decision because a lot of folks who are in that age bracket, if they're 65 or about to turn 65 and are struggling with these decisions, they're also probably on a fixed income. And maybe they're not struggling, but certainly every decision is going to impact their wallet. And that's why you want to make as informed a decision as you possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, traditional Medicare plans usually are less expensive, so they look pretty attractive. But then when you look at the coverage, it really is sometimes not all that adequate for what you might need. And so it is really important to look at, sometimes those Advantage plans are more advantageous for many reasons. And maybe it's worth a little bit of extra money on the long run. Again, if you're looking at, you know, your prescriptions, if you're looking at other coverages such as dental, vision, or hearing, if you need to think about, you know, which you should think about, potential hospitalizations in the future, or if something were to change in your health suddenly, right, then you may be looking at much higher costs and fees in the long run than having had the right plan in the first place. So again, I think these agents are going to be really helpful on this hotline to really talk with you about, you know, your current plan, you know, what do you anticipate for, you know, next year, what are your needs uniquely for you, and then they can really look to see what plan fits your needs, because it's not a one size fits all when it comes to Medicare. You know, everybody's very different, you know, and what they may need, and they can really help you with those decisions.
And I would assume when you're going to the phone to talk to one of these licensed registered agents, that it's important to know, I guess, what your own healthcare regimen is. For instance, like I have no real prescriptions that I take on a regular basis. My husband has an entire cupboard full. So I would imagine that he needs to have those names, those prescriptions, those makers, all that information handy when he's discussing this with one of those agents, because it's important to know if those things will be covered, right?
Yeah, that's actually great advice, to be prepared for this upcoming hotline. Make sure you have those things kind of ready and available. Yeah, what medicines that you take, maybe even the names of the doctors that you prefer or the hospitals that you would prefer or normally go to, right? Because the plans, you know, can show certain coverage in those areas. So yeah, sort of come prepared for that hotline, because it'll definitely make it a beneficial time with that agent on the phone.
And do people who are enrolling, do they have preferences on hospitals as to where they want to go usually?
Yeah, certain plans will have sort of preferred doctors in them. So, you know, some say, this is my primary care doctor, I want to make sure they're on this, or this is my specialist, this is my cardiologist or neurologist or something, right? So certain plans may not cover those providers. So if you really want to stay with those certain providers, you want to make sure that your plan is covered by those specialists or other providers.
All right. If you are a family member of someone who falls in this age bracket where you are enrolling in Medicare, and we're talking about anyone who's about to turn 65 or who is 65, is it something where perhaps an elderly relative could benefit by having a younger relative, loved one nearby to help with some of the discussion?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is a great idea. If that feels comfortable, you know, make sure you've got somebody there that can help answer some of those questions, and just maybe be aware, yeah, of the plan that you'll be on and the different benefits. So yeah, that's a great idea.
And if you've been on one plan and you say, I'm happy with this one plan, why is it important to also, though, perhaps run by some of this discussion with the licensed agents that could answer your call on this hotline?
Yeah, I think as you sort of look at, you know, look at the future, you know, what, okay, I have these certain medical conditions, and if I'm really honest and looking forward, you know, maybe I, you know, could need a surgery down the road, or I could need, you know, to be in a short-term rehab center or something like that. So, you know, would I maybe need that in the future? Consider that. Do I need things like vision coverage or coverage for my hearing or dental? So kind of think through those things. We have a lot of healthy seniors in Colorado. We just are blessed with, you know, beautiful weather and just ability to be outside and be active. So a lot of our seniors are very healthy, which is wonderful. And so they may not need those things. But I will say, some of these advantage programs are really neat in that they cover gym memberships, right? They want to keep you healthy. Mm-hmm. And that's really, really neat about some plans as well, right? So we know there's a variety of patients out there. And that's why, you know, we really want to look and see what would benefit you most.
And sometimes the plans themselves can change. So you want to double check that what you think you have is actually what you're going to get, right?
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, sometimes they absolutely can change. So you even want to look into the next year. Is this prescription drug covered for me? Into the next year, are my specialists covered on this same plan? Because yeah, things do shift from year to year. That's why it's important to do this every year, you know, in the annual enrollment period. Take a look at that plan, make sure everything is set for the coming year.
All right. And again, that annual enrollment period, it began on October 15th, but it ends soon, Monday, December 7th. That's why we've positioned our upcoming Medicare hotline on November 12th. That will give you ample time to discuss these, have discussions maybe with your loved ones, make sure you're making the right decisions. Again, that Medicare hotline sponsored by Optum Colorado Springs will be on Thursday, November 12th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Now, the number to call will be 719-208-7800. If you have questions just about healthcare, you can call or visit Optum by visiting cosprings.optum.com. Dr. Kendra Robinson, I can tell from our discussion that you have a real warm heart when it comes to patients who are in this time frame, this time of life, where, you know, healthcare becomes even more important to our seniors as they hit 65, and finding the right coverage, the right plans for them is something that it sounds like you want to help hold their hands as they walk through this process.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great stage of life, and, you know, want to just make sure and keep you healthy through it. So thank you for having me today. It was great to speak with you, and I hope this is going to help many patients out there.
All right, Dr. Kendra Robinson, it's been our pleasure to host you on The Extra. We should mention today on KRDO's Afternoon News with Ted Robertson from 4 to 7, we're going to be following up with election coverage throughout the newscast. As well, we're going to have some new projects, performances, and a new personality to tell you about from the Colorado Springs Conservatory. That's just after 4:30 today as you listen to my colleague Ted Robertson. You've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm your host, Shannon Bernius. Thanks so much for spending part of your morning with us.